Okay, so $1 million question. Is it okay if ever to disobey the law? And this is kind of an interesting question to think about, because, well, we can see from the history of law that not all laws were moral, and laws that we wouldn't, that in the view of modern standards, certain laws from the past would certainly be considered crimes of today. From modern standards. So obviously back in those times, people that disobeyed those laws would be punished according to society's measure of what punishment should have been at the time. So that leads us to modern day. And I guess it's safe to say that in modern times, this is the best time to ever be alive as a human being, because the present and perhaps even the future, because we don't know necessarily what the future holds. Maybe the world can continue to get better and improve. Maybe there's a chance that we'll annihilate each other, or whatever. But back to the question, it's okay, when is it ever okay? Is it okay to ever disobey the law? And I don't know. Well, immediately when it comes to, what comes to mind is like lawyers. And, you know, I have to be careful what I say. but what comes to mind is like, okay, lawyers have the ability to understand the laws and how laws work. And I guess intrinsically, they have the ability to know, like when you understand how laws work and how they conflict, there's an underlying ethical kind of measure or ethical barrier that you have to that you have as well in knowing this. And obviously that's why law is a regulated profession. So obviously we know as individuals, we all have our own motivations. So that doesn't stop if you become a lawyer as well. So there are different individuals that may have certain, that may deviate from the traditional ethical norm as lawyers. So in that sense, maybe they may not necessarily tend to follow as closely the regulations set out. And as a result, they may be compensated higher, because individuals are always trying to, I guess essentially in society, we're trying to look for ways to improve, naturally improve our position within society. Obviously, I don't know where I'm necessarily going, but with that, but there's always a pros and there's always like a balancing exercise. So on one hand, it's good. It could be good. It could prove beneficial to disobey the law in the sense that you will be able to, that the law will innovate. But then obviously we have laws in place for a reason, because we as society have deemed that if you contravene this law or if you go against what has been agreed to in society, you're going to be taking away from society as a whole, and you're going to be making it worse off for everyone as a whole if you take from society. If you contravene that law. So in that sense, So what I'm thinking now is, okay, if that's the case, then even though you might be for example, an individual thinks, okay, what they're doing is going to be considered wrong now, but in the long term, the long, long term, it's going to prove beneficial for society as a whole. I guess that's another balancing act that we have to consider. But I guess the law or the professionals in the legal professionals would say, okay, if you're taking for your individual benefit, and obviously there proves to be no benefit to society. Well, obviously there is going to be no immediate benefit because there's a law to prevent this from to prevent such an action. You're going to be punished in any sense. So essentially, I would say follow the law, don't break it.